This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right, big voice guy. It is In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We'll get you what the quarterback of the Houston Texans said here in a moment. But because it's 610 day, we got to give you an extra portion of the man himself, a man who wants come in 10th? When it came to a kolache eating contest, his name is Sean Pendergast, and he joins us on the hotline. Sean, what's happening, brother?
Hey, that's so funny you say that. I just ate 2 kolaches while I was on hold with you guys from the kolache factory.
It's just because you got to keep it, right? If you don't use it, you lose it. And I imagine that you just do this to keep it in tow.
Yeah. Got to stay in shape, Reggie. You know what I mean? You never know when you're going to get called out of the bullpen for the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Well, and especially for tonight. Especially for tonight.
That's right.
Kolaches are in the same ballpark.
I just realized that. Like, as soon as I started eating these, I'm like, oh crap, I committed to something. I got to watch myself. The reason I'm calling in was one, I was at some of practice today. I got there at about 10:15 or so. But also 6:10 day. Two things. One, I have a much better answer now than I did when we were doing the toss earlier today. For me and our show, definitely the Rusty Harden interview couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the most surreal thing about the Rusty Harden interview, other than the cut that he gave us that'll live on forever about happy endings, was right. It's not a crime, he said. So, but thank you, Rusty. The most surreal thing about that was that interview ended at like 8:45 in the morning. Like, that quote came at like 8:42. And by then I look at Seth, I'm like, we got everything we need. We're good. And by 9:00, there was a ticker going across the bottom of the screen on ESPN with Rusty Harden, happy endings are not a crime, like going across the ticker on the bottom of ESPN. Like, that was the most surreal thing. Like, something that happened in our interview was being quoted on the SportsCenter ticker like 15 minutes while the show was still going on. That was wild. So that was for our show. You guys mentioned the Rich Lord, Les Miles thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somebody texted in.
Yeah.
That was actually that was me and Rich. We were interviewing Les Miles for the bowl game. LSU was playing in the Texas Bowl one year, like 2015 or 2016, something like that. And they had Rich and I do a pre-recorded interview with Les Miles. So it was a recorded interview right around the time that Les's name was being rumored for the Michigan job. And Rich asked Les a question. I'll find the audio and send it to you guys. I can't do it justice. Like, Rich asked about how, you know, it must be kind of a distraction for your name to come up with the Michigan job so often. That was back when the Michigan job opened like every 2 or 3 years because they couldn't find a good person. And Les's name would always come up. And Rich asked the question, and there's this long pause. And Rich looks at me and goes, did he hang up? Is he here? And Les goes, oh, no, I'm here. And Rich is like, oh, yeah, sorry, coach. So what I was saying was, and Les cuts him off and says, look, I've got a bowl game to prepare for with an outstanding team and an outstanding bowl game. You should have checked with me. Like, Les was, you always remember, like, Les's persona was one of, like, this goofy, happy-go-lucky guy. He was not goofy. He was not happy. He was not go nor lucky at all with Rich. He had fangs, man. That cat had claws. And he was, dude, and it was, it, so we resumed the interview, but he's like, we're recording this, right? After he went off on Rich.
Yeah.
Rich is like, yes. He's like, all right, well, let's start. Let's go. I'm like, holy crap. Yeah. So it was wild. I got to find the audio of that. It wasn't on air live, but Rich and I played it like once we were outside the window of where it would be us poking the bear at all with Les Miles, mm-hmm. I think he got fired by LSU. So then we're like, well, we can go ahead and play this now,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So we played it. Yeah.
Yeah, so a reminder that on 610, we probably should stop asking coaches about their next stop. But we got to get to the CJ Stroud audio, so I do want to ask, what was your view from the field? Like, what did he look like? What was your main takeaway? I know you'll talk about it tomorrow on the show, but what was kind of the main takeaway that you had there at minicamp?
He looked great. He looked fine. I got there, the first throw that I saw was a 15-yard out route that hit Christian Kirk in the hands. I guess I would have been like, I wish Christian Kirk had come up with it, but it was a good throw. The throw of the day was CJ throwing just like a 40-yard drop in the bucket to Jaden Higgins, and Higgins made an outstanding, like, kind of one-handed basket catch, going to the ground in the end zone. CJ looked fine, man. He looked fine. He said he felt fine afterwards. Kind of laughed off all the hullabaloo over his shoulder and was kind of giving us a "you guys need something to talk about" treatment, which is 100% true.
Yeah.
He looked good. I felt like Davis Mills and Keaton Slovis were getting more reps than CJ. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe they were easing him back in to some degree. But the reps that he had, he looked fine. You know, there were a few throws that he missed and he was off target on, but nothing that was alarming to the point where, like, oh yeah, this is a guy who hasn't thrown a ball in a practice competitive situation in a while. Yeah, it was fine. It was good.
Sean Pendergast of Payne and Pendergast. Sean, I really just want to talk to you, but we got to hear from the quarterback of the Houston Texans.
Yes.
So appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time, brother.
You got it. You got it. I will make way for CJ.
Yes, sir. And let's do that. With no further ado, here is what the quarterback of the Texans said after day one of mandatory minicamp 2025.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Being out there again throwing the football, and then how good did it feel to be back out there
doing
the thing with your teammates? D'Amico said he loved when you talk smack to the defense.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt great, man. I'm very grateful to be back out on the field. I'm a little rusty, made some throws, missed some throws, but I'm just very grateful to be out there with the guys and have a time to, you know, compete. Before we go a couple days away until camp. So I'm very excited to be back, but, you know, just iron sharpening iron, you know, trying to talk a little smack, but it was great.
How much of the general soreness was due to your offseason workout program?
A little bit, you know, just I took this offseason very serious. I'm just working hard. I'm trying to get my body right. So I was here, like pretty early. With Clint, our strength guy. So I've been working really hard on getting my body right, losing body fat, trying to be faster, stronger, And, you know, it went really well, but there's always risk and reward, you know, so there's always risk to working hard. So, you know, it was a great off season. I think I got that done, but also, you know, I wouldn't say that was the reason why. Just a lot of everything, you know, so.
Which they want to make sure they were taking care of you. That was a priority. Plus, you appreciate that the organization's not, okay, we've got to have this practice, you're sore, go through it, that they wanted you to get right before they
put you out. Yeah, I'm very, you know, grateful for how they approach the process. You know, I wanted to approach it that way as well. I didn't want to force anything, you know, but also, you know, they were listening and trying their best to, you know, accommodate me and what I needed. And, you know, our training staff did amazing. You know, I've been working with them every day, sun up, sun down. So just trying to fight to get back to practice. I've been, you know, feeling to come back. But, you know, in due time and now, you know, I see, you know, I'm able to throw it out I want wherever I can and have some accuracy also. So, you know, I'm very grateful that they approach it that way. But, you know, I'm happy to be back.
Throwing program through the rest of the offseason? Any setbacks?
Yeah, I mean, I was already throwing, you know, before you guys see me out there pretty normally. I think y'all don't have much to talk about, so y'all just, everything is blown up in all season, so I'm fine, man. I'm really okay. Just because I was a rookie 2 years ago, I understand how hard it is, how much time, how much effort you have to put in, so, you know, I try to be a leaning hand for them, and I thought they've done a great job, though. I think Luke has done a great job, Woody, and they're all doing really well, so, you know, proud of them.
CJ, what excites you most about what Nick Chubb could bring, if healthy, to his backfield?
Yeah, just, you know, he's a great player. You know, I met him today for the first time, and I told him, man, I've been respecting his game since he was in college, and, you know, I think he's a great back, and I think he'll do some great things for us, and I'm excited to have him as a teammate. So, you know, I actually didn't recognize him when I walked in. He's very quiet, you know, so it was I was like, dang, what's up, Nick? I kind of got nervous because he been a baller since I've been a kid, so but I'm very excited to have him.
Early in the year,
and what
do you hope to do or add to your game?
As in?
You said you came in early to try to, you know, lose some body fat.
Oh, okay.
What were some of the results of that?
Yeah.
And what do you hope
to
add to your game?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the goal was just to be bigger, faster, stronger, like every off season, but be more intentional about it. So have more fluidity in my hips, lose a couple pounds, run faster, and I got all those done. I think I PR'd on almost everything this offseason, which has been really dope, you know. So, you know, shout out to Mike, Clint. Clint's been with me every day, and, you know, he does a lot of, he had a track background, but, you know, has bought in and done a lot of things with us as quarterbacks. So I'm very, very grateful that, you know, we got these things done. But now it's ball time, and, you know, this offseason will be, you know, very important on getting back with my throwing regimen and with my guys in L.A. So, you know, I got those things done, and I'm grateful for it.
In your hips, is that to throw the ball further, or do you want to be faster, to get out of the pocket faster, move around? Just how does that translate going to the ground?
Just everything, yeah. I mean, pocket mobility, running out the pocket, throwing the rock, everything kind of works hand in hand, so a little bit of everything.
But what excites you the most about this Nick Cage offense?
Him as a person. I think for me, like, I buy into people. I really don't buy into, like, system. You know, I kind of have that thing about, like, life. Is like, you know, it's the people and the relationships that kind of take things and make it rocket ship to the stars. So just him as a person, man, like, he's has probably the most juice I've ever seen in my life, just naturally. I'm a very laid-back, chill guy, except for, like, when I'm in between the lines. But, like, he's – 6 in the morning, he's up, he's at it. So, like, that kind of, like, gets me motivated. And just, you know, how he buys into his players. And, you know, he calls me a lot. I don't always answer because he always yelling and stuff. But, you know, I appreciate it, though. And it's, you know, it's been great, you know. He's implementing a lot of things he's done in the past, which is important as well. The system is important. And he's doing a great job, you know. As you guys have seen, you know, we've been able to, you know, have a pretty good OTA off-season program, from what you guys can see, and even things that y'all can't see, building that foundation so we can rock the ship once we snap that ball, you know, against LA. So, I love Nick, and he's doing a great job.
Talk about your relationship with Gerard and kind of what he's meant to your growth.
Yeah, Gerard has been, you know, in my corner since I've been 16 years old, you know, since I was a, you know, a young kid in high school. He fed a lot of confidence into me then. And, you know, it's kind of cool that, you know, we kind of came back now. And, you know, he does a great job of, you know, trying to give his twist on things and how he likes to coach. And I think Nick has done a great job by giving him a lot more ownership of the offense and how to coach the quarterbacks. So I think he's doing a great job of, you know, taking the ownership and running with it and doing a lot of things that he believes in. And, you know, but also, you know, not putting a leash on us and letting us have fun. So I think he's doing a great job.
From this year's offense, and how comfortable do you feel with the
coach? They should show up and expect, you know, a lot of points, a lot of fun plays like we've always done, you know, and it's not always going to be perfect, so let's get that out of our mind. It's ups and downs of football, just like ups and downs when y'all go to work, y'all have good days and off days, but the goal is to be great, but also when those times are happening, to be fluid offense, to, you know, control what we can control, and I think we'll do that. We're working on that now, so but yeah, I think I'm doing well on the playbook. We're working hard at it, and we'll continue to do such. Yeah, you know, I think it starts here in the weight room. You know, Big Pimo, he's done a good job of, you know, staying on those guys, making sure that, you know, they're working hard. And the mindset of the guys that we brought in, you know, they had a mindset that they wanted to dominate up there. So I just think that relationship between, you know, Big Pimo and them and the strength program, I've seen them, majority of them here all offseason, and they've done a great job of getting stronger. And I've seen that, but also, you know, just what they brought out to the field, and I feel comfortable back there. And, you know, I still miss my guys from last year, but I think they're doing a great job, and, you know, we'll be fine in that area this year.
Injuries in the past, does that help you when stuff like this comes up? And how was this one in relation to some of the past issues you had?
Yeah, I mean, it teaches you not to panic. You know, it's part of the game. Just like how pitchers, you know, they take relief weeks and nights off. The same thing for all throwing athletes. You know, you just got to be precautionary, and those things are bound to happen. It's not about if, it's about when, and just doing the right things to come back. So I never thought too much of it. It's not that big of a deal, and I did not get surgery or anything like that. I was fine, so yeah, I'm fine. I'm not it's not as bad as people are making it seem.
How much you can control, do you want more of that at the offense? How much is too much? Is that something that you want under this new system?
Yeah, that'd be between me and Kells, and you know, that was something that I did want, and I'm gotten that now. So, but that takes ownership, you know. We've been able to watch a lot of Brady, you know, and there was clips back in like 2003 or 4 when him and Josh McDaniels, you know, first started, and so like it took him time to master it. So it'll take time for me to master fully, but I am buying into it and trying my best to be as great as I can at it. So, yeah, but it's something that I wanted, and I'm getting.
There you go, C.J. Stroud, the quarterback of the Texans. Man, a lot of stuff in there as well, just like with D'Amico today. There's some really interesting things, and obviously he very much laughed at the lot of us making a big deal of the shoulder thing. However, you know, in the vacuum of information, we are going to speculate and ponder, and I do appreciate him flatly say he did not have surgery.
Yeah, that was the best, you know, flat-out statement that he made. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we'll dig more into that as we continue on the program here as well. But you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a 610 day. It wouldn't be in the loop if we did not go go around the NFL. We did that. Mm-hmm. But if we did not give you a little bit of your lunchtime confessions that are presented by the Men's Clinic, we will do that next.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.